Didgeridoos, the elder men, they used to use them to tell stories to the young kids for ceremonies and corroborees, right? And it was also used as a like musical instrument, right? The women, Aboriginal women, weren't allowed to touch it at all. Sometimes the elders were allowed, elder Aboriginal women were allowed to clean it, but that's about all. The younger women couldn't go near it. It was a sacred men's instrument. So. See, the idea of the didgeridoo is you got to create vibrations with your lips, and those vibrations travel down and amplify sound. See, like, by me going and fluttering my lips, that's travelling down and amplifying a sound. Yeah, exactly like that. See, and the bigger the didgeridoo, the more time the vibrations have to travel. So yeah. Makes sense. Smaller, the less time, so the pitch will be higher pitch. Yeah. But you get a big one, like this big, beautiful sound. Yeah, very loud. See, like one like this guy here. See, small mouthpiece, so the vibration's very tight, and then it comes down to a big flare, so they start vibrating very big. In the mouthpiece, you know, you can adjust. So if it's too small now, you can make bigger. Like all you have to do is a little bit of heat, like the hairdryer in the sun, and that, yeah, you can mould it out. With the shipping, see, we do it like we do it separate. We get nothing out of it. It's 3 to 5 days, and we send with DHL. It's boxed, bubble wrapped, fully put, like protected, and delivered to your doorstep 3 to 5 days. So you leave your address. You don't have to worry. And even if you're traveling around, say you're traveling for another 2 months, we can hold it back and send it, you know, April, May. So we've got storeroom upstairs. So if you want to travel around Australia more, not worry about no one home to sign for it, no problems, man.